Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the networking guru, my retired business partner, my mom, Debbie Peters. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg. Gold star. You got it right.
I got it right again.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I just need to have it mounted on the top of my screen at all times. It just says, Mom is retired.
So. I think I'm going to change my Zoom, what do you call it? That little thing that says my name. That little...
At the bottom of the Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom
message, yeah.
Debbie Peters and, retired.
I'm just going to put retired.
Okay. That'll work out.
Yeah.
So how are things going for you?
Things are good. I think about last year this time I was inundated with a gazillion apples, and my apple trees are not producing this year. Thank goodness.
You had what, 5 or 6 bushels in the garage waiting to be processed?
Oh, minimum, yeah. So it's nice to not have that hanging over my head. I don't know what's wrong with me that I just can't let some of them go to waste. I have to feel like I have to make something.
I was the same way. Remember that one year? I was the same way with the crab apples. I mean, crab apples you can't even eat normally. The only thing you can really do with them is make jelly. So I think one year I made over 200 jars of jelly.
Yes.
And I think I still have some in my closet.
So. Probably. Good thing about jelly is it doesn't go bad.
Yeah, it's okay to eat as long as there's no mold on top, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's 2 years ago was the last time I had a lot of tomatoes. Yeah. And I made a ton of spaghetti sauce, pasta sauce.
Yeah.
And I made some spaghetti and meatballs early this week, and I went to pull out two of my sauce quarts, and guess what? I only had one.
Oh,
I'm out
no.
now. So next year, I hope I have more tomatoes that I can make some more sauce.
Well, especially since we're getting to the end of the year, I know that we've only gotten, well, we had our own mistakes with our planting this year. So I think we only got a total of 4 tomatoes. So really, and 2 of those some varmint got.
Not good.
All right. Well, we probably should talk a little bit about networking at some point.
I know.
Here. So this week we're going to be talking about the importance of asking for the personal introduction.
Yeah.
First of all, let's talk about what that even means. What do you mean by a personal introduction?
That means there are 3 people in attendance when an introduction is being made between, you know, two people to be introduced to each other. There's the third person in attendance. So it either can be in person or it could be on a Zoom, which is, you know, today's conference call. And I suppose that it still could be a conference call on the telephone also, but it just seems like such old technology now.
I mean, as long as you have to be arranging, you know, 3 people's schedules anyway, you might as well do it.
Yeah.
On a visual medium, which I guess there are still like 3 people in the United States that haven't used Zoom. So
it's really interesting. I know that I belong to an investment club, and some of the ladies, ever so often we meet via Zoom for whatever reason. And some of them don't like it because they're not well versed in it.
Do you have to help them out? I mean,
yes. How do I get my picture on, you know, all that stuff. So
all right.
I feel like I'm the expert.
So this is the point at which when you're making that introduction, you are actually all present either electronically or personally. And you're just saying, Sally, I'd like you to meet Jim. Jim does this. Jim, I'd like you to meet Sally. Sally does this.
Yeah.
So it's
and here's why. Present. Yeah, here's why. You deserve it. You're a valuable person and you have valuable stuff to give. And so instead of cutting in half the opportunity, maybe you have earned the right to have someone else make the introduction for you between another person. And a lot of people feel that, well, I can't ask for that because I don't deserve it, or I am not important enough, or I, whatever that is.
I don't want to cause any trouble. I don't want to
impose. I don't want to take their time, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. You deserve it, because it's going to be a much more powerful introduction. And probably things are going to come out that you wouldn't have said, because you feel uncomfortable talking about yourself when you're being introduced. If you're talking to someone that you don't know, that, you know, the two of you are trying to get to know each other without mm-hmm. that third party there. Whereas the third party could say, hey, talk about this and talk about that. So it brings out the best in both of you. And by the way, what I have found, in fact, I've been introducing a young woman to several people in my network. I'm finding out so much about the people in my network that I'm totally embarrassed.
Oh, no.
Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this about you. I mean, how long have we known each other? And I didn't know that. So from my point of view, it helps me to get to know the people in my network even better. Mm-hmm. But when someone says to you, and you're sitting in front of them, and they're saying, you know, my friend, Tim, you should really get to know him, and I'm going to do an email introduction, that's when you have to, you know, pull up your big girl panties or your big boy pants and say, you know what would really work for me, if you don't mind? I would love to have a personal introduction if you can work that into your schedule. Most people are like, oh, they just don't think about it, that it's something that they can do. They want to do it and get it done and then move on to something else.
You know, it's funny because my friend Dave Litzenberg, we've had him on the show before. He does this. He actually does personal, you know, and they are so much more powerful. Yes. He was introducing me to another speaker, Mike McCarthy, and he arranged all three of us to get together. It's not easy, but it's so much more powerful. So much. It was a Zoom connection, but Mike and I were actually really able to talk, and we were able to share ideas, and it was not awkward at all.
Yeah,
it was actually very collegial, if you will. And whereas if someone, and I've had this happen in the past too, someone would say, hey, I want two powerhouses to get together. Greg, this is so and so. Bobby, this is so and so. Go ahead and figure it out for the rest. And sometimes it works, but it's always that slow. I mean, it's slow, and you can almost hear them on the other end of the line when you do finally get a chance to talk with them. Why am I having this conversation?
Yeah. So that the person who's putting the other two together is the host of the event. And so they can say, let me tell you about Greg. Let me tell you about Dave, whatever. And this is why, you need to know each other. So the most difficult thing, because it's scary, is for you to that, when someone says, I'm going to introduce you, I'll do an email introduction, and for you to say, would you mind? Would you be willing to get the three of us together and do it? And, 50% chance of them saying yes or no. And why not go for the 50% at least?
Yeah, they may come back with, my schedule is so full for the next month, I may not have time to do this. And in which case, what are you going to do? I mean, no, I'm sure you can find time in that schedule of yours, or do you just accept whatever it is they're willing to give?
Yeah. I mean, if you've asked them for a personal introduction and then they back off and say, I'm too busy, or I don't want to do whatever, what that tells me, for number one, is it's probably not a really qualified introduction to begin with. Mm-hmm. And they're not really they're not interested and willing to help you, really. They're just kind of like making themselves feel good. I did this introduction.
I see. Okay. So it's more of a checkbox, look at me.
Yeah.
I've done this. But they're not as willing to put as much effort into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, when we chatted about this, you asked me, drew the bottom line and said, so do you ever do email introductions?
I had to ask. I mean,
thanks a lot, Greg.
You are the standard against which I measure myself. So
I would say 75% of the time I do personal introductions. Okay. And there's a 25% chance for a variety of reasons. One, just recently, I introduced two people to each other via a very well-developed email where I said, let me tell you about this person. So it was a long paragraph of interesting tidbits about each person and why, you know, they would be interested in each other. And the reason that I did the email introduction as opposed to a Zoom, and they are at opposite ends of the country, so it would have had to have been a Zoom, is that the one person said, I am so busy. I'm starting two new classes and I, you know, also going to be working at the university. And so I can't even, you know, breathe for the next 3 weeks. Well, guess what? If I don't do this right now,
it's not going to happen.
I'll forget. I suppose I could put a note in my calendar to remind me to do it. But then I would have to start the process of reaching out and saying, okay, I'm going to, you know, do this introduction. And so just because of the situation and the distance, this was an email introduction. But I must say, I am very proud of how well I crafted it.
Okay. All right. Well, and that said, I mean, and this just occurred to me, if one of the two are resistant to the idea of having a personal introduction, I mean, there could be a variety of reasons for that.
They're the people that like cold calls.
Well, there could be that too. Yeah. and I know that there are at least three people out there that really enjoy their cold calling, but it sort of, maybe it's a bit of a clue if they are unwilling to even participate in this three-way conversation, they're not ready to connect. You know, the example that you gave where there was, you know, she had classes for the next month or whatever. Maybe now is not the right time. And, you know, that relationship may have to wait. Because most of the time you can clear an hour out of your schedule for something. I mean, it's for over 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure you can, let's look at your calendar. If it's that important.
Yeah, I agree. But it was interesting because I sent the email out and right away, because I had asked for permission for the one person who was really busy. I said, you know, would you be interested in meeting this person? She said, yes, just so you know, I'm really busy for the blah, 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 next 3 weeks, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, but I'm going to do the introduction now, do an email introduction. So you have it so that when you free up. So I sent it out and right away, she replied to both of us and said, I'm very interested in getting to know you. Just as I told Debbie, I'm really busy in the next 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, so, that's fair. That's all. But and even then, though, you could say, okay, well, then what does your 4th week schedule look like?
Yeah, I'm going on vacation. It's all about me.
It's all about you. That's okay.
And, you know, I typically would do the personal introduction, and just in this instance it didn't feel right for whatever reason.
Okay. I mean, and you got to trust your gut on those things also. Sometimes the check mark is sufficient. So
yeah.
All right, are there anything else we need to talk about with respect to these personal introductions? I mean,
I just think that people need to know that they have earned the right to at least suggest that, you know, what would really work for me is a personal introduction. They've earned the right.
And to add to that, there's nothing wrong with it being an electronic introduction as long as it is, you know, you are all present. It is not an asynchronous thing where it's an email going out and who knows when people are going to respond. You've organized a face-to-face, either through Zoom, because there may be distance involved. Like you said, that one situation where the person was on the other side of the country. You know, you obviously aren't going to get together for coffee, or someone whose schedule is very, very crowded. Zoom is a wonderful thing because it's literally only the hour. It's not, you know, the parking and the driving and everything else that's around that. So, and personally, I love Zoom. I can hear people.
Totally agree there, Greg.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please comment on our Facebook pages. The information is in the episode notes. We would love to hear about what your experiences are with introductions. Do you prefer to be introduced in person, or are you just satisfied with getting that email introduction where, you know, maybe something's not going to happen? If you'd like to hear more from us, of course, please do subscribe. We come back every single week and we would hate to miss you. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
All right, Greg. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.